Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. Let's get into the news right away here. Tomorrow, of course, we're getting an update, and Fortnite says on their Twitter the version 4.4 content update will be available tomorrow, June 19th. Downtime begins at 4 a.m. Eastern, 0800 GMT. So we're getting that content update tomorrow. I'm guessing that is when the Stink Bomb is going to be live and that we're going to get to start using it. So be on the lookout for that. I can't wait to pick it up and use it. Again, follow me over on Twitch because I'm going to be searching for that hard as soon as I get up in the morning and try to use that and see what it's like. And actually experience it. We've already come up in the last episode with some ideas, thinking ahead of how we could use it in the game, but we will find out tomorrow how well it actually works, if it's going to be something worth carrying around, or it's just something to have fun and play around with while we're waiting. I'll give you another little tip here for getting some of the other challenges done for this week's challenge, so you can unlock that visitor skin, the Blockbuster skin, this week. If you got all those challenges done already, awesome. But just in case, one that has been really hard, obviously, is searching the chest in Risky Reels because so many people are trying to land there. And when I was going there yesterday, it seemed like it was starting to slow down a little bit. Maybe a lot of people have already gotten their chests. So maybe if you were feeling frustrated at the beginning of the week when the challenges went live, try going there now. You might have a better chance. Another thing that a lot of people don't seem to know is if you land to the north of Risky Reels, just to the north of Risky Reels, there's a tree and there's a truck, and that black truck, sometimes in the black bed of that black pickup truck, there will be a chest sometimes, and that chest does count towards opening a chest in Risky Reels. So, if you're having a hard time actually going inside of the Risky Reels itself, you can land just outside of it, just to the north again, and you'll see the tree and you'll see that black pickup truck, and sometimes a chest does spawn there. And this is another good spot to get your assault rifle eliminations as well, because as of lately, there's been a lot more people landing there. Even though, like I said, it has slowed down some, there's still quite a bit of people landing there, a lot more than there used to be. And, another good strategy to use, of course, you do have to pick up assault rifle. It only helps if you picked up an assault rifle to get this challenge. So you have to hope that you actually find one. But if you go over and land in Wailing Woods, and if you happen to find a assault rifle in there, then you have some time to gather your gather some ammo, get your AR ready. Hopefully you find one of the more powerful ARs, but anyway you also have plenty of materials around to loot for all those trees and everything, so you'll have plenty of materials when you rotate from Wailing Woods over to Risky Reels. There'll probably still be at least a couple people alive by the time you get there, and then hopefully you will be able to get those eliminations. And so that's everything really. Now we covered the other one, obviously eliminate opponents in Shifty Shafts. You have to get three of those. That's really straightforward. But now we covered everything for week 7's challenges, and so hopefully that helped you guys out on unlocking that visitor skin. You've probably seen me playing with it over on the Twitch stream if you've been coming over there. I've been getting a lot more people, well, I can't say a lot, but I have been getting a few more people joining me over in the stream lately, so that's been exciting and fun. Hopefully you guys will keep checking me out over there, and hopefully I will play well. Yesterday I had a bad day playing, but some days you just don't do good, and you just I still have fun playing the game even though I don't perform well. It's not as much fun, but I still have fun playing and trying to get better. That's all, that's all part of it. Now talking about getting better, let's talk about a tip for actual gameplay today, and I'm actually going to answer a sort of a question here. It came from our friend again, Wave Rider. This time he doesn't explain a tip to us, but he has more of a question on maybe that I could describe a this tip for you guys. He has seen 100T underscore Kenneth do this. He said he made an easy way to crouch peek to perfection. So what I would say, I have never actually watched 100T underscore Kenneth play, but what I'm guessing he's talking about, getting the crouch peek to perfection, is so there's this actual strategy that you see a lot of pros use, and use this tip if you want to. I've heard rumors that it's something that Fortnite knows about, and they might take away a lot of pros. Even there's a lot of pros that do use this because it is something that you can currently use in the game, but I have heard a lot of pros talk about it on their streams and complain about it, saying that it is OP, and so there's kind of a loop around. So let's talk about this crouch peeking. So we all know to crouch peek, you're behind a ramp. You have your crosshairs set over the top of your ramp, and then when you're crouched, is that way you kind of have the next spot that you want to aim at ready and set to go. And then when you stand up, you can shoot real quick and then crouch back down. Now, what Fortnite has implemented in this to kind of nerf peeking is first shot accuracy. So when you crouch, go from crouching to standing, there is a first shot accuracy nerf so that you can't get as many accurate shots going from crouching to standing. But that is if you use the crouch button, and this goes for console or PC. So if you use that crouch button, you can use it to crouch, and then you can use it again to stand back up. And that's what that's the normal way to do it. But what other players have discovered is there is a loophole to this, and what you can actually do is you can crouch, have your sights aimed and ready to go, and then instead of pressing the crouch button again to stand up, you press your jump button, and when you're crouching, you don't jump when you press the jump button. You just go back to standing position, and this actually overrides the first shot accuracy because it's not registering the fact that you're going from crouch to stand with that stand button. It's registering a jump when you're pressing the jump button, but your character doesn't actually jump, but just goes from crouching to standing. So this overrides the first shot accuracy nerf, and so a lot of people are using this to their advantage. Again, we'll see how long it lasts. It's something that a lot of players and even pro players have complained about. Even the pro players I've seen that use it, they even say that, yeah, this is probably something that's not good for gameplay, because it makes it essentially, if you're looking, you can probably find videos of this on YouTube. If you're looking at it from the point of view of the person who's getting shot at, you cannot see the person who's shooting at you because it happens, from the crouching to standing and shooting so fast back down to crouching. It happens so fast that you can't see the person, and it actually looks like the bullet is going through the wall or the ramp that they are behind. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people feel that this is overpowered, and it's something that needs to be addressed. But it is something that you can use right now. If it's not something you knew about, go ahead and use it and see if it's a skill that you can master. It is a little bit more of an advanced move. You do have to be quick because, you're going from crouching, you hit that jump button, shoot, and then hit crouch again. So you have to go in with that flow. But yeah, guys, that's all I have for you today for the tips-wise. Hopefully that answered Wave Rider's question. Hopefully that helps anybody else that wanted to know what this method of peeking is. Some people call it ghost peeking. So if you wanted to know what that is how you perform that move. Now let's see here. I want to get to some more iTunes reviews. You guys are really coming through for me. We've gained quite a few more ratings overall, and we even got a couple more written reviews as well. We're still getting some 5-star reviews without people leaving the written reviews. So if you have left a 5-star review, I encourage you to come back and leave a written review as well so I can give you a shout out here on the show. But let's get to the guys who did leave that, and that is Big Glotcha. And the title is Love It. You really helped me get through my Fortnite addiction while I'm at work. and unable to play. My son and I also enjoy listening to you while we are home. Keep up the great work, Mike. Man, that's awesome. I'm glad that, you know, you listen and that you and your son enjoy listening together. That is great. I actually have a couple sons myself, so I enjoy playing Fortnite with them and, you know, taking turns sometimes or playing games in general. In fact, you know what? I forgot to wish all you fathers out there happy Father's Day yesterday. So happy belated Father's Day. You know, I know a lot of you out there are fathers who are listening to the show because I've played some duos and some squads with some of you guys out there, and some of you are fathers, and we've had conversations while playing the game together. And I know, so like Novocaine, he's a dad. And then Gibby, I know you are a father to be, so, you know, happy Father's Day to you as well. And, you know, everybody else that is out there who's father, happy belated Father's Day to you guys. Sorry, I missed it yesterday. Let's see here. Let's get to another review. And this one comes from H_Soul3. It says, "So helpful" is the title. Again, it's a 5-star review. It says, "The tips are great, and it also helps me learn more about the game I play so frequently, why it's fun, and essentially why I play. Keep up the good work and keep giving good tips. Add me on Fortnite at H_Soul3, and that is H_SULL3. Yeah, I'll be adding you again, guys. Make sure you add me. It's a lot easier for me to accept. That way I don't get bogged down trying to, you know, enter in everybody's information to add you as a friend. So I don't miss you guys either. If you send me the friend request, again, it's all there in the show notes and in the description of the podcast itself. You know, my Twitter, my Twitch, I think my YouTube is in there, even in the, I know it's for sure in the show notes, but it might be in the description of the podcast as well. I can't remember what, I was only able to fit so much in there. So, but yeah, check those out, and you can add me on there. And I'll make sure I accept all the requests I get from you guys. And hopefully we'll get more chances to play together. Again, tomorrow I'll be back with that content update. And hopefully, you know, I'll get a chance to get that stink bomb before I put up the episode. That way I can let everybody know what it feels like to play with. Alrighty, guys, until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.